Republican Pete Flores estimates that his leading Democratic opponents, Roland Gutierrez and Pete Gallego, spent 10 times more on their campaigns than he did on his during the election's final weeks. And yet, when the votes were counted, the former game warden finished first with 34% of the vote. He and Gallego will meet again in a runoff election in September. Mark Jones, political science professor at Rice University, believes negative campaigning between Gutierrez and Gallego and the fact that four Democrats split the Democratic vote, along with last-minute support from statewide Republican politicians, all pushed Flores to the head of the pack. Jones also pointed to a problem specific to Bexar County.
Pete Flores got in based on the last-minute help he received from Greg Abbott and Ted Cruz and Dan Patrick. But I think, you know, more than anything else, it was an indictment that the Bexar County Democratic Party, they're pretty much useless when it comes to endorsements and helping their candidates get elected. And as a result of their failure, that Senate seat we now know will not be represented by someone from Bexar County.
Flores is not from Bexar County. Neither is Gallego. Jones says a Flores win in a runoff election will help statewide elected leaders like Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick hold on to the current 3/5 Republican supermajority in the Texas Senate. But despite the Republican victory, Jason Stanford, a former Democratic consultant for Gallego, is optimistic. He's impressed by the total number of Democrats voting in a special election in the middle of the summer.
The real story is that Democratic performance in that district increased 8% over Election Day in 2016. That is shocking, and it's evidence that the Democratic wave is finally hitting Texas.
Stanford says overall, there were more Democratic votes cast, but they were split between four candidates, diminishing their benefits. Governor Abbott's office has not yet selected a day for the September runoff election. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.